This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
The Beach Boys are America's Beatles, but don't take it from me. Here's Beatle Paul McCartney on Brian Wilson, Beach Boys writer, singer, arranger, and producer.
I love him. You know, he's just such a great talent. I think he's a phenomenal talent. I love what he's written. He's probably the only music that can really just reduce me to tears. You know, I don't know why, what it is that hits me, but something hits a nerve deep in me. I think it's the chords and the music and the melodies. You know, I think he's a really clever composer, especially when you analyze, you go, whoa. But for me, without analyzing, it touches a nerve in me.
Singer-lyricist Mike Love.
I mean, we'd listen to Rubber Soul and Brian freak out and run into the studio and record Pet Sounds. And Bruce went over to England and played it for McCartney and Lennon and the drummer of The Who, Keith Moon. And they played the record a bunch of times all night when it was just an acetate. And McCartney and Lennon freaked out and went back and did Sgt. Pepper. So it was like, that was the kind of stimulus at the time.
Brian Wilson.
So it was a mutual inspiration thing. We inspired each other to move on to better things, which is good. That's what competition should do. I was blown out so much that I got scared. Mike and I had a dinner appointment one night, right during when the Beatles first hit big, and he's going, what the heck are we gonna do? It's about the Beatles. And I said, write good songs and try to compete with them, you know? So that's what we did.
Al Jardine.
Well, the British invasion in 64 really was our competition. Yeah. It wasn't just one band, it was an entire cultural phenomenon that became our rival.
David Crosby.
Brian, he went places chordally and melodically that other people hadn't thought of yet, and he deserves the reputation he's got. It's just the quality level is so high. You realize this is a body of work that's going to last forever.
Case closed. In the early 70s, there was a perception that the popularity of the Beach Boys was waning. Despite their sold-out concerts wherever they played in the world, album sales dipped. They released their 16th studio album, Sunflower, in August of 1970, followed by their 17th, Surf's Up, in 1971. Through the many passing years, both of these albums have grown immensely in stature. So the Beach Boys and Capital UME remastered the two records and included a pirate's treasure of 108 previously unreleased tracks, the majority of which are session highlights, alternate versions, and alternate mixes, including instrumental and a cappella mixes. It's called Feel Flows, and it also includes live performances, radio promos, and outtakes not originally included on either album, as well as several tracks drawn from Dennis Wilson's shelved solo album, Poops Hubba Bubba. It'll be unleashed in four different formats, a 5-CD box set, a 2-CD set, a double vinyl set, and a quadruple vinyl set. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. For the next hour, we'll demonstrate the two records' brilliance and toss in a couple of your all-time faves, along with commentary from Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, Brian Johnston, and archival interview from the late Carl and Dennis Wilson. Welcome to the Beach Boys Feel Flows, All Access.
The Sunday morning gospel goes good with the soul. There's blues, folk, and country, and rock like a rolling stone. The world could come together as one if everybody under the sun. Yeah.
A capital suggestion from the new Feel Flows collection by the Beach Boys, Add Some Music. Mike Love.
There are several elements to the longevity and success and the appreciation of the Beach Boys worldwide, not the least of which is when we got together originally, it wasn't because we were famous, it wasn't because we were getting paid a lot of money, it was because we loved to create harmony, we loved to sing harmony. So I think that word love and harmony, those are two components or elements of what is at the core of the Beach Boys' appeal. Because you can feel the closeness, you can feel the love. I mean, there's nobody more in love with music than Brian Wilson, right?
In the late 60s, Dennis Wilson began to flower as a singer and a songwriter in addition to his drumming for the Beach Boys. Al Jardine.
We were good singers and we were very compatible somehow. I don't know why. And we just all just clicked. Unfortunately, Dennis was not part of the click in the early part, but fortunately took to the drums like a fish to water. And it was perfect. It was just perfect for that time, that early period. And when he injured his hand, I think he maybe broke his hand or something. So he stopped playing drums for a while and started singing and started experiencing the music in a different way. And I think that was the beginning of his writing career. Because when his hand got better, he started playing the piano a little bit, and his compositional expression became really unique and brilliant. Completely different than Brian, of course, or Carl, which is great, because it was unique to Dennis. He wasn't trained to play, he wasn't schooled in that, but he had a wonderful sense of melody, and you can hear it on this album.
What was Brian's favorite moment on record with his brother?
When we recorded Forever, that song Forever. That was my favorite experience with Dennis.
And what did Dennis love most about the Beach Boys?
I love the idea of making people happy or smile. It's like a drug, I guess. Some people are addicted to alcohol, others to whatever it may be. I'm addicted to looking at that person and knowing that they're entertained.
If every word I said could make you laugh, I'd talk forever. I asked the sky just what we had. It shone forever. If the song I sing to you could fill your heart with joy, I'd sing forever.
Dennis Wilson tugging on your heartstrings with his writing and lead vocals on the beautiful Forever, originally found on the Beach Boys' Sunflowers album, now remastered on the new Feel Flows collection. Here's Bruce Johnston on how he came to be a part of the Beach Boys.
By 65, because Brian had decided definitely to stay home and not tour, he'd been testing the water by having Glenn Campbell fill in for him, but Glenn's career started to move a little bit, so I wound up in the band in 65.
Mike Love.
He actually learned to play the bass within a couple weeks' time. It was amazing.
Like their British counterparts, the Beatles, the Beach Boys continually evolved in their music and their lyrics. Here's Bruce Johnston on one way the group was ahead of its time.
Don't go near the water. You know, you wonder about, gee, the Beach Boys, all those smiling, scrub faces, nice teeth from years ago. You probably never connected us environmentally, but I'm looking at a song years ago, Don't Go Near the Water. You know, I told you, we all, Beach Boys, we're all part of the Surf Rider Foundation, and, you know, we're doing our environmental thing now, but we were thinking about it way back then.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad? What's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by man.
From the newly released Beach Boys Feel Flows release, Don't Go Near the Water. Just a few years before the Sunflower album was dropped, the Beach Boys took a quantum leap forward after only 4 years of recording with the universally acclaimed and much beloved Pet Sounds album. 5 months after that seismic change in popular music, the band took a master's degree in creativity, innovation, and song structure from Brian Wilson that prepared them for what was to come. That lesson was given during the sessions for the single Good Vibrations. Carl Wilson.
This was a real special record for all of us. And I remember the first time I heard it. Brian, he wasn't on the road at that time. I think we were in the Dakotas, in North Dakota or something like that. It was real cold and snowing and the phone rang. And it was Brian, and it was just after we finished a show. And he said, well, listen to this. And he played me the first track of Good Vibrations over the phone. And I thought, wow, that sounds wild. The theremin, really, you could hear it really well over the telephone, you know, that weird high instrument in it. And we worked on it over a period of, I don't even remember how many months it took, and lots of sessions in different studios. And he was just kind of trying to feel his way. And he, instead of getting real hard and rambunctious with it, the record became more refined. It started off funkier, and then it got more refined as we went along. The record really came together all of a sudden in the end, during the very last session. I did the main vocals, and we put the cellos on. And it was just a real project of love for Brian. It was a thing that was real dear to him, and he was really wanting to do good. It was like an integrity thing, you know, that beautiful quality people have.
Mike Love.
Well, Good Vibrations went through several different incarnations before it actually became the single record that became number one. Number one here and number one in England. In fact, when Good Vibrations went to number one in England, on the chart, on the top 40 chart that month, there were no Beatles and there were no Stones. And we were voted number one group in England, with the two being the Beatles and three being the Stones. Not that they're not quite well known and very successful, perhaps more so than others in the sales department. But that was pretty cool, though. And that song, Good Vibrations, was on one poll saying it was the single of the century. So I'm very proud to be involved with that. I came up with, I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I heard the track, first of all, the first version that I remember hearing, it was so R&B, might have been done by the Flames, James Brown's famous Flames. It had such an R&B groove. But then it smoothed out a little bit more by the time we got to the single record. There were different sections of it. Finally, it was all put together, and I actually dictated the words to the song on the way to the studio to record it. I mean, I'd already done the I'm picking up the vibrations part, but I wrote the I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. It was kind of like flower power, peace and love. It was the late 60s, you know, summer of love kind of thing. And it was sort of the Beach Boys flowery, powery kind of answer to all that psychedelic stuff that was going on at the time.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. Close my eyes, she's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Good.
Not only a worldwide smash, but a song that announced that the recording studio can also be used as an instrument on a tune, Good Vibrations.
Paul McCartney and I had a talk at Maharishi's Academy in Rishikesh, India in 1968 in the spring, and he said...
That's next when the Beach Boys' Feel Flows All Access comes back on shore in just a few minutes.
No login, no passwords, no monthly charges, and no delay. We're instantly on, playing the biggest hits of all time right now. From 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Thanks for surfing back to join our behind-the-scenes look at the Beach Boys' new release, Feel Flows. This is All Access. As we entered the 1970s, the Beach Boys were cast a bit adrift by the changing social perceptions and climate of the time. The band rallied and responded, and on August 30th, 1971, their 17th studio album, Surf's Up, was born. Carl Wilson.
We came along at a point in time where people in America were getting cars, and really amazing social changes and the ability and the power of youth to really be a movement, and we kind of coincided with that.
Another change in the band's public perception followed some advice given by Paul McCartney to Mike Love.
Paul McCartney and I had a talk at Maharishi's Academy in Rishikesh, India in 1968 in the spring, and he said, Mike, you should really take more care with your album covers. And, you know, he is the mastermind of Sgt. Pepper's album cover, which is phenomenal. And our album cover for Pet Sounds was taken at the San Diego Petting Zoo and features a big white goat's butt on the cover of this fantastic album. But I did say to him, Paul, well, you're absolutely right, Paul. We should take more care with our album covers, but we've always felt that what went in the sleeve was more important than what was outside.
The striking cover of Surf's Up is based on the sculpture End of the Trail by James Earl Frazier.
So hard to answer future's riddle when ahead is seeming so far behind. So hard to laugh a childlike giggle when the tears start to torture my mind. So hard to shed the life of before, to let my soul automatically soar, but I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Yeah, knock down all the roadblocks that's stumbling me. Throw off all the shackles that are binding me down. Sew up the wounds of evolution, and it now starts to get in my way. So what if life's a revelation, if the mind speaks of only today? So real the pain of growing in soul, of climbing up to reality's goal. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Yeah, to knock down all the roadblocks stumbling me. Throw off all the shackles that are binding me. Starts at dawn, carries on to the season's ending. Long promised road flows to the source, gentle force, never ending. To lift the jeweled scepter when the weight turns a smile to a frown. So hard to drink of passion nectar when the taste of life's holding me down. So hard to plant the seed of reform, to set my sights on defeating the storm. So I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Yeah, the knock down on the roadblocks stumbling. Shackles that are biting me down.
Carl Wilson's long-promised road, now heard in sonic splendor on the brand new Feel Flows collection. Here's Bruce Johnston to share a secret with you.
You know what's great about the Beach Boy vocal parts? They're all theoretically written down. You can't deviate from the parts. It's always going to sound like a Beach Boy arrangement of, you know, Brian's vocal arrangements, because you have to sing those parts. It's kind of like when you see a cheerleading squad do a pyramid and one of the girls falls down at the bottom. You know, if you fall off a vocal part, the whole pyramid caves in. So you have to sing it spot on.
Mike Love.
That's Brian Wilson's forte. You know, the vocal arrangements were incredible. And also just some of the performances. I called Bruce and I said, Bruce, Disney Girls, you nailed it. It's fantastic. It's a great song. And it's very meaningful in that you're longing for a time when it was a little more innocent, not so many drugs and not so much diseases or whatever else might be out there in the world today. You're hearkening back to a simpler time and a more innocent time. And I think we all do that from time to time, wish things were a little less hectic and weird in society. But in addition to the philosophy of it, Bruce just performed it beautifully, wrote it and performed it. The greedy guy wrote all the words, all the music, and sang the darn thing. He let us do some harmonies. That was mighty nice of him.
Disney Girls, beautifully written and sung by Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys, and now found on their new release, Feel Flows. Carl Wilson.
It's not quite as innocent. You know, we didn't know what we were getting into when we first started doing this. You know, we said, well, let's make a record about going to the beach, you know. And that's about all we knew.
Little did they know that these early songs laid the building blocks of harmony, modulation, and vocal arrangement that would blossom fully on the songs that make up Feel Flows.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Down the same old strip, I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around,
round, 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 I get around. Car, 'cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, 'cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around,
get around, round, round, I get around. Get around, round, round, I get around.
Beach Boys' first number one song in the United States, released on May 11th, 1964, I Get Around. We'll get around to more sumptuous songs from the new collection when the Beach Boys' Feel Flows All Access returns after this short break.
Make a way for each happy day as my life turns around.
Make someone you know smile. Turn them on to the biggest hits of all time on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Thank you for returning to our all-access behind-the-scenes look at the new Beach Boys collection, Feel Flows. I'm Dan Neer. Once again, Mike Love.
Musically speaking, I think Feel Flows is incredible. My son, Brian, he was going to a private school in Pebble Beach, and a schoolmate of his said, Feel Flows is the best song I've ever heard. I mean, so that's pretty cool from a 13, 14-year-old kid to say a song that you recorded back in the day is the best song he's ever heard. Because with all the music that is out there these days, for somebody to say that, that's pretty remarkable. But if you think about it, the flute solo on that is done by Charles Lloyd, who in 1966, when we had Good Vibrations and it was number one, and David Nueva was number one surfer in the world, well, Charles Lloyd was the Playboy Jazz Poll of the Year winner, and he blows his brains out on this Feel Flows song. It's just magical. And I jokingly asked Charles after he'd done the solo, I said, Charles, I mean, you know, just in case you're not with us and we had somebody else doing the solo, could do you think you could write that out for us? He says, you can't write that shit. I was teasing Charles. Anyway, there's some brilliance on that. That's Carl musically and Jack Riley doing lyrics. Jack Riley was a manager of ours for a couple of years. I think Carl singing on Feel Flows and the flute solo by Charles Lloyd, it's unbelievable.
Softer like lanterns below, to light the way gladly.
Title piece of the new collection by the Beach Boys, Feel Flows. As we've heard from countless artists and the Beach Boys themselves, there is no denying the musical genius of Brian Wilson. One of his many masterpieces is a song he wrote with an assist from Tony Asher that will live forever. God Only Knows, from the album Pet Sounds. This song exuded the beauty, tenderness, and love the entire band brought to bear on Sunflower and Surf's Up. Brian Wilson.
Well, God Only Knows was an attempt to write a love song that expressed somebody's feeling about just what a person meant to him, you know? And so Tony and I really worked hard to get to capture the feeling of a love song, a personal love song. So we got that together and we did it. I chose Carl because I thought he could do a sweet job on it.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me?
knows what I'd be without you.
Amazing God Only Knows from the Beach Boys. Another masterwork is the title piece of their 1971 album that is remastered on the new Feel Flows collection, Surf's Up. David Crosby.
Brian's songs go all the way from Till Daddy Take the T-Bird Away to Surf's Up. His music, you know, goes all the way from very simple, which is what people tend to remember, to extremely complex. And a lot of times, complex with the appearance of simplicity.
A diamond necklace played the pawn, hand in hand, song groaned the long walk to a handsome man in the town. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see, appeared in the pendulum. Town and brush the back. Are you sleeping? Hung velvet overtaking me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall of costly bow, the music all is lost for now. Silver moon, carriage across the fog, to step to lamplight cellar tune. The laughs come hard in auld lang syne. The glass was raised to fire and rose the fullness of the wine, the dim last toasting. Surf's up, board a tidal wave. Come about hard
and joined the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song.
Written by Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks, originally intended for Smile, and later completed by Brian and Carl Wilson, Surf's Up. Unfortunately, that's the last song we have time to play from the Feel Flows collection. But before we go, let's get a few parting comments. Bruce Johnston.
I think Brian and Mike captured what it's like to grow up. They wrote about high school and beyond. I think that we all spend a certain time every day thinking, how do we get back in high school? I don't want a mortgage. I don't want this responsibility. How do I get in high school again? And there's a soundtrack for high school, you know, and it still works now. What I really enjoy is that the only four-letter words, I love freedom of speech, but the only four-letter words that are offensive aren't in our music. Our four-letter words are girl, surf, cars.
Al Jardine.
Each song or each track selection is a special little messenger, and they convey a certain optimism, I think. And collectively, they're extremely powerful. And I think it reminds us of a better time, maybe a more positive time of growing up and experiencing things as a culture. I think it's kind of reawakens people to the possibilities. Is truly, as Carl would say, a work of joy.
Mike Love.
There are many songs in the CD that you don't hear on the radio because they weren't the hit records. They weren't Help Me Rhonda, they weren't I Get Around, they weren't Fun, 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 they weren't Surfing USA, they weren't Good Vibrations, they weren't Kokomo. But what they are is some brilliant, brilliant pieces of music. So I would encourage anyone to pick up the CD and check it out because it's an awesome experience.
You can have an awesome experience by picking up the 5-CD box set, a 2-CD set, the double vinyl set, or the quadruple vinyl set of the Beach Boys' Feel Flows wherever you buy music. The Beach Boys' Feel Flows All Access was produced in New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Capital UME, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Jimmy Edwards, Adam Flick, and Jamie Hartley and Tim Plumley of UME. I'm Dan Neer.
Hi, I'm Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys.
I'm Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
And I'm Brian Wilson. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.